As Catherine, dear Catherine, my family and I hold a physical gold account at a major Swiss bank, and we would like to transfer our gold to a safe place outside the banking system. Any suggestions? Would you be so kind to be as specific as possible? Yes, you can read. We did a special Solari report on options for precious metal storage, and you can link to it from the website. It's on the resource page for subscribers, or if you just do a search on the internet, you'll find it. Of course, the big question is where you want to move the gold to and what your gold, what form it is currently in. Depending on where you want to move it, you may need to have to melt it down and refabricate it. There will be a fabrication fee and a transport fee. And one of the things you want to do is check on those fees relative to just selling and buying again, which you should be able to do on a non-taxable basis as long as you're going gold to gold, silver to silver, if you're a U.S. taxpayer. If you're not U.S., could be many different things. You'll have to check into that. But you definitely want to check as to whether or not you can move the gold you currently have a claim on or own versus having to refabricate. There are a lot of private depositories in Switzerland if you're in a Swiss bank now. You can do Viamat or Rhenus are two of the largest and most famous. Rhenus is the one that does it at the Zurich airport. Viamat has many relations and business in the United States. Rhenus does not. It's more European and Asian. Some people prefer to be in a depository that does or does not have U.S. ties. It depends on your preference. Another thing you can do is shift it to gold money. That may require refabrication, depending on the kind of bars. Gold money has Hong Kong, U.K., and Switzerland. And has the advantage of you can liquidate online quickly if you want to, whereas in a depository, depending on the arrangements, you may have to fly there and do it yourself. Gold money also uses Viamat in Switzerland, so that's another way to get into Viamat if you don't want to go direct. DasSafe has a website there in Vienna, Austria, and you can move gold there either under a number or a name, your choice. But if you do it under a number, make sure you don't lose your number and your key or else you've lost your gold. Hong Kong and Singapore have a number of new ones that I'm not as familiar with, but I'm sure you can find them in a variety of searches or precious metals websites. Finally, Delaware Depository in the U.S., is one of the largest ones, does most of the Wall Street. There's another one that we mentioned that's down in New Orleans that Franklin is familiar with that's described in the options article. So there are a few options. If you want to move out of the banking system, what you're looking to do is get into a depository that's just a depository and not part of the banking system. And when we get to that point with Franklin, I'll ask him if he has some additional recommendations as well. So there you are. There are plenty of places. It's just a matter of taking the time to compare the refabrication and the shipping fees, if any, and if you have to, of sort of going in and out. It can be time-consuming and expensive, but as a conceptual matter, it's pretty easily done. So good luck with your transfer.